Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast on Thursday, March the 26th. Hope you're okay. Coming up, a driver's found guilty of causing the death of an inspirational teacher from Medway.
Place!
Give me your hands, buddy.
What's your name, mate?
Jordan.
You're being urged to have a say on how £60 million is spent over the next decade.
I know that people have talked about the local basketball court. That's something that's needed investment for a long time. It's potentially something that we could think about where that money could go on there. We've also looked at some of our local parks and thought about how they could be improved, make them more secure and safer for people using them.
And the UK's largest solar farm in Kent will be up and running within months.
It's 373 megawatts maximum capacity, which is, for reference, anything over 50 megawatts is considered nationally significant.
But first, on today's episode, two men have been jailed for killing a four-year-old family member in a crash near Gravesend. Peter Morne died after the 4x4 he was travelling in with his parents and younger sister was clipped at speed by a vehicle pursuing them on New Barn Road in Southfleet last June. 54-year-old Patrick Morne and his son Owen, who's 27, were convicted of manslaughter. The pair, who are both from Hillrise in Darrenth, have been locked up for a total of 30 years. Well, Peter's mother, Hayley Morne, and senior prosecutor Natalie Smith both spoke outside court following the sentencing.
We will treasure the memories we made with him in his short life. No sentence handed down today can bring Peter back or lessen the impact of our loss. Our lives are changed forever. We wish to express our sincere thanks to everyone who has supported us throughout this investigation and court process. We are grateful for the professionalism and compassion shown at every stage, and we now ask that our privacy is respected as we continue to grieve.
And you wanted to say something as well?
I'd just like to thank Kent Police for all their help. Thank everyone for the support. I'm over the moon with the justice today for my little boy, Peter. Never be forgotten, my best boy.
How's it been for you these past months?
Can't express it. Just can't express it. Just one time to grieve now, and that's all I can say today. Thank you very much for your help.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a Herne Bay man's been sent to prison after admitting stabbing a friend following a day of drinking. An argument broke out between the pair outside a property on the high street last November, and the victim was taken to hospital. 45-year-old Oliver Hamilton Harris, who used to live in Braid Drive, has been locked up for 2 years and 2 months. A driver who struck a teacher in a hit and run in Medway has been found guilty of causing death by careless driving. Ben Allen was knocked down as he walked along Station Road in Cliff following a night out in December 2021, just a week before Christmas. Well, 33-year-old Jordan Bannon from Church Street in the village told a court he thought he'd collided with a wild animal and denied being drunk. This is the moment he was arrested.
Show us your hands!
Show us your hands!
It's police!
Show me your hands, buddy.
What's your name, mate?
Jordan.
Nice to meet you. Our friend?
Yeah.
The time's 5:05, Jordan. Listen to me, mate.
Yep.
Alright, you're under arrest on suspicion of death by dangerous driving. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned, something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given evidence. You understand?
Probably fine.
You understand, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What have you taken tonight, mate?
That and nothing but alcohol, which any of you can be ounced by alcohol by which you're allowed to be shocked by. I'm perfectly fine.
Okay, cool. You've got to get up, though.
Perfectly fine.
Jump up. Also, sit up then, mate.
I'm also in alcohol by shock. I'm talking about alcohol. I'm drunk right now.
Okay.
Out of bed, then.
You can shock that by alcohol by also answering me by alcohol by also shocking me. I'm perfectly fine. But you asking me like this is making me sound like I'm a democrat. I'm perfectly fine.
You are. Unfortunately, the person who's been hit by the car is dead.
Right. Excuse me.
Bannon will be sentenced in May. Investigations are underway following reports of an indecent exposure near Sevenoaks. Officers were called to Sevenoaks Road in Item last month following concerns of suspicious behaviour. Police have released a picture of someone they'd like to speak to. We've shared that on our socials. A Folkestone man whose mum is being held prisoner in Iran says she's come to accept she may die behind bars as the conflict in the Middle East continues. Lindsay Foreman and her husband Craig were detained in January last year for spying, which they deny. Her son, Joe Bennett, says she's feeling completely lost and can hear missiles and drones from her jail cell. Two boys accused of causing damage to a council building in Sittingbourne are due in court later. Police were called to Swales HQ on East Street in December after trouble broke out during a meeting about asylum seekers. Taps in the men's toilet were broken, causing water to leak through a ceiling below. A 12 and 14-year-old are due at Medway Magistrates.
Kent Online reports.
A Folkestone mum has paid tribute to her son following his sudden death while living in Scotland. Adam Catherick was found by police in Fife at the end of January. The 33-year-old has been described by Jane as cheeky and caring. An investigation into his death is continuing, and you can read those tributes in full by heading to one of our most read stories today on the website. Four people have been arrested in Germany as part of investigations into a cross-channel people smuggling network. The raids also saw boats and engines seized, as well as petrol cans, pumps and life jackets. The suspects now face extradition to Belgium and possible prosecution. It's as figures show more than 900 people have crossed the channel to Kent in the last 7 days. It's the final day to say what you think about plans to reorganise local government in Kent. Labour want to streamline things and make the system more cost-effective by replacing the current two-tier system with fewer bigger unitary authorities. Now, there are 5 proposals for Kent, ranging from 1 single council covering the whole county to 5 separate ones. A decision should be made by the summer. Now, if you live in 3 parts of Medway, you're being urged to have a say on how £60 million should be spent. We told you last week how Twiddle, Luton and Reed Common are getting an equal share of Pride in Place funding from the government. The cash will be spent over the next decade, and the idea is to improve public spaces, revitalise high streets and regenerate derelict land. Well, Gillingham and Raynham MP Nishaba Khan has been speaking to Ollie Leader from the local Democracy Reporting Service.
It is a lot of money. It's £2 million over a decade, every year over a decade. And the plan for that money is that it's not decided by politicians in Westminster about how that money is spent. It's really about empowering communities. So the idea is that you set up local community and neighbourhood panels where the community has a real say in how that money is spent. And we work with the wider community as well through surveys to understand the local priorities so that that money is spent in a meaningful way, and it's spent in a way that actually benefits the local area. And it's for areas that have been overlooked for such a long time and desperately need that money and money for regeneration.
So who actually ends up on these community boards? Obviously, is there a selection process? Is there some sort of vote for that? Because obviously there'll be some people who may not get a say if they're not on one of these boards.
Well, there will be an application process and there will be a chair for each one of these boards who will help to sort of set that board up and ensure that it's representative. The MP, myself, will have a say, as will local councillors. So there is that political representation there as well. And the support is provided to ensure that the board has a full understanding of how things will work. And we will work very, very closely with national government. But ultimately, it will be the board that decides how that money is spent. In terms of the wider community, though, it's not about locking them out. So if you don't end up on the board, it doesn't mean you don't get a say. We will be out and about speaking to people, running surveys to ensure that the feedback that we get is truly representative of what local people want.
Is there any guarantees that to ring fence this funding for the future?
Obviously, I unfortunately cannot decide what future government's plans are and what they might decide to do in terms of the investment that they put in. But what I am clear about is that this government is determined that places like Gillingham, places like Twiddle, who have been
let down for a long, long time, actually, get the investment and the money that they need so that we can continue to grow and regenerate. And I will be doing everything I can to ensure that that funding is protected for the longer term.
So you may have a few ideas and local MP about where you might want to see some of that cash go towards. Any ideas about what it could transform?
So the money can go on a wide variety of schemes and support a lot of different projects. For example, I know that people have talked about the local basketball court. That's something that's needed investment for a long time. It's potentially something that we could think about where that money could go on there. We've also looked at some of our local parks and thought about how they could be improved, make them more secure and safer for people using them. We can also use them for things such as making our streets safer. We can use them to support our town centres, and we can also use them to support parades such as the one that we are in Twiddle. So it really is a wide variety of projects that the money can be put into, and I'm really quite keen to work with councillors and the community to see exactly where they would like that money spent.
Obviously, so an ordinary person here in Twiddle, £2 million sounds like a lot of money. When you break that down between different projects and different communities and different ambitions, that's actually not going to be a lot of money to split it across 20, 30 different projects. Is this actually enough money to reverse the long-term underinvestment in Medway's
I think 20 million is a significant amount of money. And let's be clear, this is 20 million for Twiddle and Gillingham, but also other parts of Medway have also been allocated 20 million as well, which will really help to boost those communities. Of course, it is 2 million every year for a decade. However, that doesn't mean that that's only got to be spent on individual projects. It can be spent quite widely, and we can think much more long-term about what really works for the local community. I think 20 million would be hugely transformative. It's the biggest amount of money that we've been able to talk about for this area for a very, very long time, and I'm personally really excited about how we can use it.
You can also let us know how you think the money should be spent by commenting on the story at Kent Online or via our social media.
Kent Online reports.
A Kent Wildlife charity say they've had to euthanise its wolf pack after three sustained serious injuries. Wildwood Trust made the decision after the pack's dynamics broke down, creating an increasing risk to the animal's safety and quality of life. They say there were no other safe or humane long-term solutions. Major roadworks at the Westgate Towers in Canterbury have finally been removed after almost a year. Some people got confused by the new layout yesterday, with drivers going around the historic landmark instead of through the arch. Council bosses say more signs are being put out to help guide vehicles. Now, the Kent Online podcast has been told the UK's largest solar farm on land in Kent will be up and running within months. Cleve Hill Solar Park covers 900 acres in Graveney, which is between Faversham and Whitstable. It was approved by the government 6 years ago. We can get more now from our local democracy reporter, Dan Essen.
It's an extremely big solar farm. It is pretty sure the UK's biggest currently functioning one. It was certainly the biggest in the UK when the owners applied for permission to the government to build it. It's 373 megawatts maximum capacity, which is, for reference, anything over 50 megawatts is considered nationally significant. So it's pretty big on that front. And it also covers many hundreds of acres. It's really quite large, and some of the pictures and drone footage we've got of it show just how big it is. It covers a really massive area of space on the edge of that village. It is already actually generating power. It has been since 2025. But so when solar firms come forward with these plans, they often give like an equivalent of how many homes this solar farm could power, and they said it would power the equivalent of 100,000 homes. It would generate enough power that it could power 100,000 homes. Unfortunately, though, unfortunately in the eyes of some, none of the energy being generated is actually directly going to homes as it stands. There's a purchasing agreement where part of the energy is directed to Tesco, and the other part is directed to Shell, the fossil fuel company, which is like diversifying into electric vehicle charging points and that kind of thing. So it generates enough power to power 100,000 homes, but in practice it doesn't actually power any homes. The energy goes to industrial business use in the form of exclusively Tesco and Shell. Like I said, it's generating power, but it's not technically quite done yet. The final bit of work, which is due to be finished in the coming months, is the construction of what's called the battery energy storage system. These are basically massive batteries stored in what looks like shipping containers, and the point of them is to store energy generated by renewable sources so that they can then be deployed into the grid as and when needed, rather than rather than just being deployed immediately after it's generated. Basically, it stops a little bit of wastage in the system.
Thanks ever so much to Dan for being on today's episode. And you can see those drone images within the story today at Kent Online. Elsewhere, there are new plans to build flats on the site of a former police station in Gravesend. Diggers have been spotted back on the land in Windmill Street over the past few weeks. Plans for a 75-apartment complex were initially approved in 2022, but stalled. The new proposals are for 67 one-bed affordable units. There are also fresh plans to turn a pub on the Kent Clifftop into a care home. A similar proposal for the former lighthouse in Capel Le Fern near Folkestone was rejected as planning bosses found it would harm the character of the area. The new application has reduced the number of bedrooms and kept external alterations to a minimum.
Kent Online News.
A hairdresser who's been running a salon in East Malling for more than a half a century has announced he's hanging up his curling tongs for good. Brian Bateson opened Brian's Hairdressing with wife Angela in the High Street back in 1974. He'd left school aged 15 and went straight into the profession and has just turned 80. Well, the couple plan to do more travelling, and you can see pictures from the salon throughout the years within the story on the website. Organisers of an international film festival getting underway in Ramsgate today say the programme is their most ambitious yet. Filmmakers, storytellers and cinema fans from around the world are due in the town over the next 4 days. More than 20 feature films and over 100 shorts will be screened at historic venues. Talia Maher has been over on our sister radio station KMFM talking about how being an independent artist has changed her career. The Stay the Night singer left her record label in 2024. Her new single, Suit and Tie, is her third independent release. She's been chatting to Jack on the Hit List.
You're an independent artist now.
I am.
How has that changed your music output, your music life, everything? Is it top to bottom different?
Oh my God, it's night and day from how it was. Mm. Like the control that I have and the decisions that I make, on one hand, like so incredible, so freeing, so nice to actually be able to like do exactly what I want to do. But then equally, like everything is on me. There is like, if something's awful, it's my fault. There's no one to blame. I can't point fingers. It's all me. So it's kind of like there's a lot more pressure, weirdly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think a lot of people feel more pressure when there's a label because there's people like constantly on them. But I feel more pressure knowing everything is my decision and like, oh, hang on a minute. Like, oh, this is...
You are completely the boss.
Yeah. I've got to make all the decisions. So like, I can't decide what to have for dinner, let alone like what single to release and what to put on the album.
This new song, which we have already played on the show, and of course we are going to play again.
Thanks.
Because it's just great. It's called Suit and Tie, and it seems a little bit like darker and a bit deeper to the other releases. Like, you know, everyone would know the track Stay the Night with you and Cigala, like summer banger, and we applaud you for that. This one seems completely different.
Yeah.
Do you prefer this sound?
Yes, I think for me as a, like personally, and what I love to perform and sing, like I love a summer banger, and like on stage, it's so fun to sing Stay the Night. And
imagine.
Like, it's just, it's really uplifting. But I think when writing music, the reason I started writing when I was younger is that, you know, I used to write poems and I just loved lyrics. And so I really like writing stories, and that's essentially what I like doing with music. So the darker stuff, when I listened back to my songs pre-label, you know, the topics were really quite dark and quite like intrusive and a bit like, okay, this is a bit much. And then it kind of just got more and more pop and more mainstream and clean. And like, I was like, what am I singing about anymore? Like, it's now getting to the point where I'm just singing because it sounds cool. And like anyone who knows me in real life would never say I'm cool.
You seem quite cool.
Trust me, it's not. So I just think, I wanted to get back to that and just start writing stories about things that I've experienced again and like writing about the nitty-gritty.
And finally, staying with music news, Pink Pantheress is up for 3 awards at the Mobos later. The Canterbury singer's nominated for Best Female Act, Best Electronic Dance Act and Song of the Year for Illegal. For the first time, the ceremony is being held in Manchester as it celebrates its 30th birthday.
Kent Online Sports.
Football and the Gillingham manager says he's ready to make some big changes in the summer after losing faith in many of his current players. They've had a run of four defeats in League Two and are currently 16th in the table. Gareth Ainsworth says some of the squad are not up to the task. He's assured fans things will improve next season. And staying with football, the manager of Tunbridge Angels says he can see the funny side after their tactics run wittingly given away to their opponents ahead of the Kent Senior Cup semi-final. They had to print their plan for set pieces and their starting 11 at Chatham's ground, and their staff kept the email. Tunbridge ended up winning on penalties on Tuesday night. That's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials. Plus you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that you just need to head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the website you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.